Auto Connection is your connection to cars and credit.
What if my credit is bad?
We can help.
I co-signed for a car for my daughter and she lost it.
We can help.
I don't get paid with a pay stub.
We can help.
How?
Our finance program is called Jumpstart. It is dedicated to those that may have some bumps and bruises in the past. However, but have a strong desire to renew, rebuild, and restore faith in your name.
But I bet you going to have me in a car for 22 years trying to pay for it, won't you?
The Jumpstart program is ideal for rebuilding credit. The loans are short, the interest is low, and the payments are always affordable.
But what if I want something very specific and you don't have it? Then what, Mr. Good-Two-Shoes?
Midtown Auto Connection specializes in orders. Tell us exactly what you want, and we'll go out and get it for you. So don't delay. Call today, 434-234-8131. Again, that's 434-234-8131. Or hit us up on Facebook or any social media platform. Midtown Auto Connection, your connection to cars and credit. Come get your cars.
Well, Pastor Derrick, I want to just say thank you so much for hanging out with me here.
Yes, sir.
On Tell It Like It Is. I tell you, you're going to have to come back because I thoroughly enjoyed this.
Me too, D.
I have learned so much, and just your wisdom and your knowledge, and I just thank the Lord for you. I do. I thank you for telling it like it is.
Yeah, well, you're welcome, Deacon Otis. Now, thank you for having me, and I want to take this opportunity to give the benediction today. I want to just say to every listener, we decree and declare positivity over your life. We decree and declare that all your crooked places are made straight. We decree and declare healing in every area of your life. We speak to drama and we tell drama to go on back to the pits of hell where it belongs. We cancel every assignment. We let every demon, every devil know that you have no authority and no power. We speak to cancer cells. We speak to jail cells. We speak to every type of cell. And we say line up according to the will of God. We thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for having us, Deacon Week 9. In Jesus' name, we give God the honor, the glory, and the praise.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Yes, God bless you. We'll see you next week.
This has been an SKD Entertainment production. All copyrights reserved.
Hey, this is Studio W, the Buzz, your global radio network. Hey, we circle this thing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. With the finest in broadcasting, anywhere around the world. Hey, come up, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, another magnificent show. Monday Night Madness with yours truly, WB and the Professor. Pop Culture, Mr. Elroy Boyd III. Oh, it's going to be a good one. Share it with your friends. All right, at StudioWBuzz.com. Also available Apple Studio.W, Android Studio W, and Alexa. Take me to the river. This is Rick Braun. Let's get it. Won't you cleanse my soul?
Life tries to get you down. It's the perfect time for a rebound. It's my turn. Let's take it to another level.
Coming up, ladies and gentlemen, get ready. Kick back, grab a glass, and enjoy Monday Night Madness with your host, WB and the Professor.
Pop culture.
That's him. That's cold. Marcus Miller, slipping into darkness. Bam! Man, I'm already in a groove. I'm already in a groove. Allow me to introduce myself. I am WB. And this is Monday Night Madness along with my co-host, the Professor of Pop Culture, Mr. Elroy Boyd III. Good evening, my friend.
Good evening, my friend. How are you?
Well, you've been here for how long? 45 minutes or so. I think I was grooving when you walked in.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So you know how I'm doing.
I know how you're doing. You're grooving.
I'm grooving.
You're grooving, bro.
Man, look.
You're grooving, daddy.
Look,
daddy-o.
You know, as a matter of fact, I call it zoning. I'm in a zone. Zone in. That's right. Leave the G off. Zone in.
Zone in. Zoning in the zone.
Look, I'm telling you right now, Monday Night Madness, the finest in musicology. Music, psychology with a heavy dose of what, Professor?
Serotonin.
This is what we're talking about. We're archaeologists, sonic archaeologists. And well, we dig up the gems, right?
Digging up the gems and using our scalpels to peel back the layers.
Not only that, serve it to you on a silver platter.
Oh!
This is what we do here, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, welcome, welcome, welcome. And I know our friends and fans are there. We're going to do a segment. The professor comes up each and every week with a theme. And speaking of which, before I get into that, right?
Yes.
So does the Jazzy One.
Oh, what a great show last night.
Man, oh man, oh man. You guys, if you have missed Monday, I'm talking about Sundays. Mondays or Sundays. If you miss Sunday night goal, you miss a treat. Because the Jazzy One, she always comes up with a theme, just like you do, Professor. Theme, a title, or we will showcase various artists. And we have probably upwards 300 shows or plus. I lost count, but we'll get that stat.
Oh yeah.
In case of, but anyway, so last night the show had to do with, songs that dealt with matters of the heart.
Interesting.
It was very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. And guess what? The showstopper was Michael Jackson.
I heard it.
With a child's heart. Had to do it.
God, man.
Had to do it.
You talking about matters of the heart, man.
Well, guess what? She picked the title. I had to slip that in at the end. But tonight, we have the theme tonight is self-titled songs.
So, that's right.
Now, you know what? I was thinking about this earlier today, too. I said, when the professor comes up with a theme, and now, more and more, I'm looking at this as a class, a master class in identifying. Wow. Check it out, because we always say this show should be a curriculum somewhere, and it will be one day. I believe that. A master class in identifying and recognizing and appreciating the value that music brings, right? Not only that, learning about the artists, you know, what influenced them, and perhaps that may influence you if you have that ability or desire to go into this industry.
Absolutely. When you know the history, it aids you so much. Let me tell you something. Rock and roll is dead. Okay. Rock and roll has been dead for about really 25 years. And country is flourishing. Okay, it's flourishing and it's still alive and running. Why? Because the new country artists, the young country artists, they know their history. You talk to these young country artists, they will talk to you about Hank Snow and Patsy Cline and Maddox Brothers and Rose. They know that. But rockers didn't know their history. You know, or what really was, they got a whitewash version of their history. So if I agree with you, if you want to get into this business, you really have to study. You have to study this music.
Absolutely. Not only your craft, but where it came from so you can evolve.
Right.
Absolutely. Look, last week we did part two of Electric Lady Studios, right?
Yes. That was a good show.
Oh, it's a great show. What I also learned prior to that is that, and even noticing that there's so many guitarists that try to mimic Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
So many, and they are the better for it because they learned something that was unique.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Wow.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Folks, hey, let's get into this right now. We're going to kick this thing off. We've got some Bo Diddley, the Supremes, Jimi Hendrix. Oh, boys. Speaking of which, the Sweet Inspirations, folks. These are, yes, go on. Please continue.
Yeah, I just want to clarify. Self-titled songs. So,
what qualifies?
As I talk to the planet Earth, these are songs that the artist have named after themselves. Uh-huh. Okay. Now let's say that I am an artist. Let's say I'm a recording artist. Well, then I would have a song called Professor Pop Culture. Mm-hmm. Now it's either going to be songs with those titles, the titles of the band's name or the artist's name, or a song with a different title in which the artist references themselves in the lyrics of the song.
Okay. So it can be the title of the song.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Or if the artist's name is mentioned in the song.
Correct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, each and every week, folks, I feel like we're in class. it's a test. It's a test. I love it, too. Mm. I love it. If you guys love it, let us know, right? We're going to kick this thing off with Bo Diddley. This is WB and the Professor.
This is where it begins.
All right, let's do it right now, folks. Hey, kick back, grab a glass, and enjoy. Bo Diddley.
That's right.
Don't let me buy, baby, diamond ring. If that diamond ring don't shine, he gonna take it to a private eye. Dearly call her Nanny Go to make a pretty baby on Sunday cold. Oh, dearly call her Bellcat to make a pretty baby on Sunday hat. Come to my house with black cat bones, but take my baby away from home. Mother, that photo, where they been? Up to your house and gone again. Bo diddly, have you heard? My pretty baby said she was a bird.
Thank you. your mind together, then come on across to me. We'll hold hands and then we'll watch the sunrise from the bottom of the sea. But first, are you experienced? Or have you ever been experienced? Well, I have. Well, I know, you probably scream and cry that your little world won't let you go. But who in your measly little world are you trying to prove that you're made out of gold and can't be sold? So, are you experienced? Have you ever been experienced? Well, I have. Let me prove it to you.
My goodness. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I see that Facebook is tripping already. Okay. But we'll get this back up and running for you. And if you're on Twitter, you're still good. But not only that, ladies and gentlemen, the best way to hear our broadcast is to go to the website, studiowbuzz.com, studiowbuzz.com, or download one of our apps, Studio W on Android, studio.w, and that is on Apple. So stay tuned, kick back, grab a glass, and enjoy. Professor,
yes.
Let's see, triple play there. We had Bo Diddley, had the Supremes, okay, Back in My Arms Again.
Yes.
Are You Experienced, Jimi Hendrix?
Actually was billed as the Jimi Hendrix Experience.
Okay. Yes.
Hence, Are You Experienced?
That's the title of the album. Are You Experienced?
And the song. Yes.
Absolutely.
Now, let me explain back in my arms again. You know, there may be some people elsewhere on the planet. How is that a self-titled song, Professor? Well, on the third verse, Diana sings the following. How can Mary tell me what to do when she lost her love so true? Mm-hmm. And Flo, she don't know because the boy she loves is a Romeo.
Absolutely. Yep. So. Oh, you know, that, as a matter of fact, that it's clear to path because, you know, a lot of times I like to sneak in a song. Now, folks, I'm going to just share this with you.
Oh, really?
And I do this on...
Really?
Oh, yeah. Okay, like you're surprised. You're an actor, but you're not fooling me.
And how many other shows do you do this on, WB?
All of them. Look, I'm going to always tell you, I'm going to always be honest with you.
Rock on.
But, you know, and that's only, actually, it's a compliment to that host.
It is.
Because I'm loving what they're doing. Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. And you helped me out just a few minutes ago, but I'm not going to go there just yet. But God.
I don't know how.
Well, you did. And I was like, why didn't I think of that one? God. Okay.
Oh, I remember now.
Yeah.
Okay, that's okay. We do this. Hey, folks, this is Monday Night Madness. Hope you guys are enjoying this show. It is musicology at its finest. It's musicology with a heavy dose of what, Professor?
Serotonin.
I told you guys.
Hey.
Hey, look here. You are listening to two of the greatest archaeologists, sonic archaeologists Brought that were you, born, right? You. Because you know what? We dig up the gems. We give you the life, the legacy, and the inspiration. And this is my opinion, all right?
Sweet inspiration.
Coming up right now. Hey, this is how we do it, folks, on the buzz. Oh, followed by Cool in the Game and some Steely Dan. I haven't heard that in a while. Okay. Sweet Inspiration. I remember that.
Yeah.
And the titles, I mean the album, my title.
Sweet Inspiration.
Hey. in the game. Hey, self-titled Cool and the
Cool
Gang.
Cool and the Gang.
Yeah. Hey, Professor, you know, this show is turning out. I knew it was going to be fun. I didn't know it was going to be this fun. Right?
All right.
Because I have some sneaky stuff I'm going to put in here. Right?
Okay.
I like doing that. I really like doing that stuff. Right?
I can't wait to see what you got.
Oh, I didn't tell you everything. And one, yeah, you just gave me a clue on one, right? And we actually, when I brought that artist's name up, you said, oh, why don't you type in this, right? So it was a dual thing here.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. I just thought about the artist and you, yeah. Okay. I might do more of that with you tonight behind the scenes here, folks. We do a lot of things behind the scenes that you guys really aren't privy of. And it's all about bringing the best that we can to you, right?
Right. Copacetic.
The information and what the artist tells me, Professor, is that they love the, now we're going back not only recently, but going back, over several years, and there are people who listen to our broadcast, and they said, man, I love the information. I didn't know that. I didn't
really
know that.
Oh my God. That's amazing. That's wonderful.
That is really great.
All right.
You know, I've shared some of it with you, you know, but that's okay. So, you have fans out here, Professor.
Okay. As I know you do.
Well, I do the best I can for a country boy. You know what I mean?
Oh boy.
Ladies and gentlemen, hey, keep listening to The Buzz 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, folks. And please, each and every one of you that's listening to this broadcast, please share it with at least one friend, at least one. And two, now some of you guys on the phone all day long. Now I'm not trying to, you know, get into your business or anything like that, but you know, you talk to several people a day.
Yeah.
If you love this program or this show or this radio broadcast, because we have music, talk, sports, comedy, entertainment, interviews, whole lot more, man. Hey, if you like to advertise with us also, why don't you call me directly? 909-910-0265. Okay.
All right.
Just ask for me. Okay. Yeah. I'll answer. Okay. I surely will. But you know, really good is that we, are available on several networks. What I mean by that, if you have an Android app on your phone, just go to the Play Store and download Studio W. Apple is studio.w. The website is studiowbuzz.com and also available on Alexa. And some of our shows are even put now, Professor, right here on Spotify.
Awesome mundo. Glad to hear that.
Oh man. We're growing by leaps and bounds in this. And we give all thanks to our listening audience. You guys, tune in each and every week. I know 7-Up is always there. The Jazzy one is there. Kim Rogers is there. Beverly Haynes. And there's so many more. Miss Penny, I know you're listening. Okay.
Miss Penny, I enjoyed your show last night. Just saying.
It was, man.
Keep it up.
She's on Sundays. Let's see. Yeah, Sundays, Mondays, and Wednesdays.
Oh, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And the show today was really fascinating. It touched me so much.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have any direct involvement with it or any of my family, but she was talking about it. And I'm going to just take a break to say this. Gun violence out here in America. Oh, and it was an excellent, excellent, presentation.
Right.
She was on and, it was just great. It was just absolutely.
Okay.
Okay. And she had her special guest on as well. But it was just an absolutely amazing broadcast. And so, we're so proud to have you, Ms. Penny, with, Let's Talk About It with Mrs. Penny.
All right.
And it comes on at 5 p.m. on Sundays, Mondays, and Wednesdays.
All right. Awesome. Awesome. Okay.
Very good. Thank you so much for that.
Okay.
But
good
anyway,
show.
Let's get back to the music here. Mm-hmm. This, in case you're just tuning in, you're just checking on, this is a show tonight, and it's titled Self-Title. And these are artists that mention, if I'm correct, Professor,
yes,
in the song or in the title, their own names or groups.
That's right,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. StudioWBuzz.com. It is, what is this? Monday Night Madness.
Monday Night Madness, September 26th.
Right. Yeah, I know the date, but what I'm getting to is what is the show all about, and that's musicology with a heavy dose of serotonin.
Sure.
See, that's the professor over there, right?
Well.
I know the date. Showbiz Kids, Steely Dan. I haven't heard this in a while.
Yes.
A long while.
Mm-hmm. Listen to the second or third verse.
An interesting story behind Steely Dan as well.
Well, yes.
They got
Julie Dan. Hey, Professor, that title of that song was Showbiz Kids, Steely Dan, okay? And I want to share this. I was a fan of Steely Dan's. And I was initially, I was talking to someone, we're going back into the 80s now. It has to be in the 80s. Had this conversation with another Steely Dan fan. And he was telling me back then, well, man, do you know they are just basically, you know, a studio only band. Okay. But he wasn't exactly correct. Okay.
Right.
Now, he wasn't exactly correct because they were found in 1971 by Walter Becker, guitars and backing vocals. Okay.
Right.
And Donald Fagen, keyboards and lead vocals. Initially, the band had a stable lineup. But in 1974, Becker and Fagen retired from live performances to become a studio-only band, right, opting to record with a revolving cast of session musicians. And now, amazingly, Walter Becker plays the lead guitar Donald Fagen plays the electric guitar. No, let me back up. Walter Becker played the lead guitar. Okay, and Donald Fagen played the melodica. And those of you who don't know what the melodica is, it's that funny looking instrument. You blow into it, but it has a keyboard. It's all one thing, right? The keyboard on the instrument itself, right?
Right.
But I found their sound very, very unique. And I heard some, like, even some Prince runs up in there. I mean, not Prince. Not necessarily Prince, but some Jimi Hendrix, you know, and it's sort of like that electric, steely type.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. They fuse the whole gamut. They put everything in rock, jazz, R&B, funk, all together, in there. And of course, right now, Donald Fagen is the only sole surviving member of the band, as Walter Becker passed away in 2017. Mm. But with that number we just played, Showbiz Kids, it was in the second verse. They got the house on the corner with the rug inside. They got the booze they need, all the money you can buy. They got the shapely bods. They got the Steely Dan t-shirt. And for all the coup de grace, they're outrageous.
Oh boy. Folks, there's always a message in the song.
Steely Dan.
We've got more to come. Guys, gals, if you like the show, you know, we're on Facebook. We're still on Facebook Live as long as they don't start tripping again. And we're on Twitter. But you know the best way to listen? Best way to listen, if you're on Facebook or Twitter or things like that, just go directly to the website, studiowbuzz.com, hit on air, scroll down and hit play. Or better still, put it on your Apple devices or your Android devices, and you can carry it with you anywhere, home, gym, office, or play, right? You can be with us all day, 24 hours a day, seven days a week. Now, Apple, just download studio.w, Android is Studio W, okay? The website is studiowbuzz.com, and we're also available on Alexa. This is one of my groups coming up. I really love this group.
Okay.
Coming up right now. You already know you set the lineup. This is Mandrill.
Yes. Ha ha.
Mandrill. Followed by some